Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Audible is offering listeners a 30-day trial. Doesn't cost you anything. It's free 30-day trial. You get to select any book that you want on there and listen to it. They have books on there about breadcrumbing, love bombing, why did they lose interest, dating, relationship, any kind of book you're interested in and want to learn about, okay? You could listen to it in your car or if you're on the bus or the train. So go to my podcast description for the link at tinyurl.com/askyaznow and start your free trial. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Tonight, I'm going to talk about when you're broken emotionally over a breakup and how you are still hurting over that breakup. Okay, there's a lot of people out there going through this that have broken up with somebody, that are alone, that are dealing with a pandemic, and just are feeling sorry for themselves, or they're feeling like they did something wrong, or they're wondering or they're wishing that their ex would come back to them. Okay, everybody has gone through this. You're not alone. A lot of people have gone through this. And the thing is, you have to understand that it's normal to feel like that. You have to go through that grieving period in order to heal. Now, breakups affect people differently, okay? They affect people differently because people are in different stages of life. In other words, somebody that is a young person is going to probably feel a breakup a lot stronger than maybe somebody that's older, that's been through life, that understands life more and understands people more, okay? So, you know, that's why they always say first loves are so difficult, because your first love, you've never experienced, you know, all these feelings that you've had, and then you break up with them and it's like the world came to an end. You don't understand that, you know what, in life, you're going to meet different people along the way, and you're going to have certain relationships along the way. And as you get older, most of the time, you get stronger. Why do you get stronger? Because you learn more about how to deal with things. Your coping skills get better on how to deal with things that come into your life, okay? So what I want to talk about is when you're feeling broken. Now, there's a couple of things you need to do. You need to understand. You need to understand why you're feeling a certain way. Now, everybody comes from a different kind of background. We've all had different kinds of ways that we grew up. We might have grown up with parents that were narcissistic or controlling. We may have grown up with parents that were enabling, where we were able to do whatever we wanted to do. And as we got older, we expected in life that we should get whatever we want, okay? So everybody is molded by their environment, and everybody has an innate personality. And that is what makes us, okay? And this is how we deal with life. So when we have this breakup that has devastated us, you have to look at it and you have to say to yourself, number one, you have to look at the person that you broke up with, and you have to look at their background, and you have to look at the relationship, and you have to say to yourself, well, why did this relationship break down? What was it that made this relationship break down? Were we fighting a lot? What were we fighting about? Maybe we came from different worlds. Maybe we just weren't compatible, okay? Like, I'll give you an example. I dealt with somebody who came from a completely, completely different world than I did, okay? This guy was a narcissist. He was, you know, he put me down in every way possible. He was abusive, you know, emotionally and physically. And I look back on that and I say to myself, why did I put up with what I put up with and how I grieved the breakup? Why was I grieving over somebody like that? Okay. And at the time, I didn't understand the breakup. But as time went on, I started to really see it for what it was. Okay. When I got involved with this guy, I was emotionally vulnerable. Okay. And this guy, I got involved with probably one of the worst people you could get involved with. This guy that I was involved with, he was incapable of knowing how to love somebody. Why was he incapable of knowing how to love somebody? Because his own childhood, he was never shown love himself. He didn't have a father figure. His mother was emotionally unavailable, okay? His mother didn't want to deal with him. You know, he was raped as a child, all right? And his mother did nothing about it. So he had a lot of emotional damage and emotional demons within himself. Now, when I first got involved, I didn't know what this guy was about. Okay. It was like, you know, he was exciting and everything like that. And back then I didn't know what to look for when I was looking for a partner. You know, everything was great. The sex was great. The chemistry was great. You know, he had a real spunky personality. It was always, you know, fun and exciting, but he was a full-blown narcissist. He was somebody, okay, that was controlling. He was somebody that never trusted anybody. He was somebody that would put you down in every way possible. As a matter of fact, when I went for my broker's license, the day of my broker's license, he was screaming and yelling at me before I even went in to take the exam. Okay. Like just trying to mess with my head. And back then I didn't realize what I was dealing with. Okay. So, you know, I was vulnerable and I got involved with this person. So the point I'm trying to make is this, okay? When you look back on a breakup and you're saying to yourself, you know, it's all devastating and everything like that, you know, you got to give yourself, you know, you can't be hard on yourself. You can't sit there and say, oh, I can't believe I put up with what I put up with. And that's why I always say, nobody has the right to judge anybody else, all right? Point blank, nobody has the right to judge anybody else because unless you've walked in someone else's shoes, you cannot pass judgment on that person, all right? And never say never because one day you may find yourself in the same position, okay? So I just wanted to bring that up. And the reason that I'm saying this is this. You have to look at yourself and you have to say to yourself, am I taking this breakup so badly because I, you know, I'm not feeling that self-worth that I should feel as a person? Because let me tell you something, you guys, when you come into your own, when you have your self-worth, you are not going to be emotionally vulnerable to people that come at you and attack you. You're not going to take that because you value yourself, all right? And when you deal with people that put you down, that give you the silent treatment, that stonewall you, that gaslight you, you know what you're going to do? You're not going to deal with it. You're not going to deal with it. You're not going to sit there and you're not going to entangle yourself and start arguing with this person or try to plea your case. You know why? Because you're better than that. Because you don't have to plead your case. Because you are better than that, and you know that you're better than that, and you realize that, you know what? The problem isn't me. The problem is you, and you have to take a look at yourself. Because if I know what I'm talking about, and you're going to sit there and you're going to gaslight me, or you think you're going to give me the silent treatment or stonewall me, well, you can go stonewall yourself for the next 5 years because you're not breaking me, all right? Because I know my worth. And why do I know my worth? Because I'm doing everything I could do to be the best person I could be. Okay. And this is what you got to do, you guys. You got to be able to stand alone. All right. Because in order to be in a relationship, all right, you don't want to be in a relationship where you're codependent on someone else. Once you become codependent on someone else, you become vulnerable. Okay. And the other person's going to know it too. They're going to know that you are reliant on them. And once that person knows that, you know, they have that control over you, then they have the power in the relationship to call the shots. Then they know they can walk out on you in a conversation, okay? And you're going to sit there and be upset. And they know when they come back, you're still going to be there and you're going to be begging for their forgiveness, or you're going to sit there and you're going to apologize and totally, totally bring your self-worth to zero. Okay. So if you build yourself up, and people say, well, how do I build myself up? You know, I just feel you got to feel good about yourself. Okay. And what that means is that you got to get into yourself. You got to keep busy and you got to get into yourself. You got to build yourself up in other ways. If your relationship is lagging, all right, let's say for instance, you know, your relationship, you're fighting a lot or you're not getting along or anything like that. You have to kind of like, if that other person is, you know, not able to communicate and they don't have those interpersonal skills to be able to communicate with you, you have to recognize it, okay? And you have to confront that person and let them know, you know, listen, I want to be able to communicate with you. Can we sit down? Can we talk? And if that person is just, you know, putting that roadblock up or trying to make you suffer by not communicating and trying to bring you to your knees, that is something that you have to, you know, you got to decide whether you even want to be there. Okay. Because that's how that person deals with, you know, communication and how to resolve conflict. So that's why I tell you guys, whoever you get involved with, find somebody that you could work with. Find somebody that is kind and understanding. Find somebody that is fully vested in the relationship. Find somebody who wants to be there 100%, not 10%, not 20%, but 100%, because then you're going to get 100% of them. So that anytime you have a problem in the relationship, you know that you could sit down with that person and you could work it out and you could talk it out. Because if you just sweep it under the rug, so to speak, it's going to keep coming up. You may be okay for a little while. You'll go along for a little while. And then guess what? It's going to happen again. All right. So let's just say you're having conflict with your partner and they walk out on you and then they come back and you don't even bring up what you argued about. And, you know, you decide, you know what, I'm not even going to address it. I'm just, you know, we're talking again. Okay. So you're talking again, but you haven't addressed the problem. Okay. How are you supposed to work it out if you don't address the problem? And not only that, a lot of times one partner is still holding that unhappiness within themselves about the initial argument. So this is why you have to communicate and you need somebody who's able to communicate with you. But getting back to the original point about being broken. When you feel yourself broken, you have to say to yourself, you know, why am I so broken? I'm broken because I really miss this person. There's things about this person that I really love. Okay? Now, that could be true. You could love parts of somebody. Okay? People break up and still could love things about that person, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that person is a good partner for the rest of your life or for whenever, all right? You know, there's people that I could love, but I know I couldn't be in a relationship with them because we are very different. We have different outlooks on things. We handle things differently, okay? So that is not a match, even though I love other traits about that person. So you got to keep that in mind, you guys. And you have to say to yourself, you know, it's okay to feel sad about the loss of a relationship. But one thing that I really want to point out is that you have to really look at that person and see them for who they are. Not see them for who they were in the bedroom. Not see them for when you had a few laughs with them, okay? Or maybe they showed you a couple of signs of being nice. You know, maybe they were always asking about your kids or asking about your family, and you're like, oh, they're so caring, okay? Meanwhile, the other side of them, you know, they could be cold as ice and freeze you out and give you the silent treatment or yell and scream at you or be sarcastic at you or put you down, okay? Because, you know, you want to be with somebody who's even keeled. Not that you're going to have these constant high and lows, high and lows, high and lows, okay? So look at that person for who they were and understand, you know, okay, the relationship didn't work out, but, you know, they were not for me. And it's okay. And even though it didn't work out, you know what? In time, there will be somebody else that will be a better fit for me. But the thing that's going to make me feel better is that I'm not wasting my time with this person. Because I'm going to tell you guys, I always talk about this. Why do I talk about this? Because I've lived it. All right. I wasted my time with the wrong people. And when I look back on my life, I say to myself, what is the biggest regret I had? When it came to relationships, it was wasting my time with people that were not right for me. Okay? These people took years away from my life. Well, I did it to myself because I didn't recognize the signs. Or I saw the signs and I didn't understand that, you know, these were all red flags and that I should have left in the beginning. Or I should have left when I first saw those red flags. That was one of the reasons I did this whole podcast, was because I wanted people to understand about these things, to understand people, to understand themselves, so that when they come in contact with these kind of situations, they know how to handle it. They know whether to say, yes, I want to stay, and yes, I can live with this. Or no, you know what? This little thing that's bothering me in the beginning, this is going to be magnified 10 times larger down the road, okay? Because people's character are people's character, and you're really going to see, you know, in the beginning, you only see maybe 1/10 of who that person really is. And the longer you go out with them, the more they unravel who they are, the more they're relaxed. The more they relax, the more you're going to see that person's flaws, okay? And you're going to realize whether you could deal with it or you can't deal with it. Or at a certain point, you've been with them so long, you're afraid to leave the relationship because you say to yourself, oh, I invested all this time. I'm not leaving, all right? Only you know what you can live with and what you can't live with. Only you. Stop trying to change people, okay? Very few people change, right? That's a fact. Very few people change. You are not going to change somebody's character. I don't care what these people tell you. Oh, I'll change. I don't care if you're dealing with the apologizer who's always apologizing and breaking your boundaries. You give that person one pass. One pass, and you let them know, you know what? if it happens again, I am not going to be here. And you got to mean it, you guys. You cannot threaten people and not follow through. Because if you just sit there and threaten your partner that you're going to walk out and you never walk out, that person is going to run you ragged, okay? They're going to know they got you and they're going to walk all over you. Believe me when I tell you. Believe me when I tell you. In the very beginning, I was in a relationship with somebody who was so toxic. And, you know, I didn't realize how toxic he was in the beginning. And he used to constantly break my boundaries. And I used to constantly threaten him. And I used to say to him, you know, you do it again, I'm not going to be here. And you know what I did? I was still there. I was still there. And his behaviors got worse and worse and worse. And everything I said, he just said to himself, you know, he didn't take it seriously. Why didn't he take it seriously? Because he saw I didn't mean what I said, okay? You have to mean what you say in order for people to take you seriously, in order for them to respect your boundaries. You can't just run your mouth and not mean it, because then your boundaries don't mean anything. Then they're going to keep breaking your boundaries and realize that your word means nothing. So know what you're saying when you do that, all right? And understand, you know, you got to say to yourself, when you go through a bad breakup, you have to say to yourself, what's the worst that could happen? Okay, I'm alone. All right, is it so bad to be alone? You know, so many single people in the world. I know people in the world today that are so into themselves and so single that they don't even want to be in relationships. That they can't even deal with having to, you know, deal with another person and having to compromise and change their ways. That's why it's harder later on, you know, when you date, especially if you're divorced and you date people, people are set in their ways. You know, they've been through a lot of crap and they're saying to themselves, you know, I'm not going back to what I went through. So, you know, you have to take that into consideration. So I want you guys to just understand that, you know, instead of sitting there, and I know it's easier said than done, all right? Grieve the breakup. It's okay. Don't listen to any sad music. You know, keep yourself busy. That is the key to get over a breakup, is to keep yourself busy. Work on your career. Work on a business. Work on writing a book. Make a podcast. Whatever you want to do, all right, that's going to benefit you and make you stronger as an individual. Believe me when I say that, okay? If you're a spiritual person, that's great. I'm all about spirituality, you guys. I really am. I really feel like a lot of my strength, my inner strength, is because of my faith. And, you know, I'm a very spiritual person. You know, I look beyond, you know, the body. And you know, that's what's gotten me through a lot of tough situations. And that's what's made me, you know, kind of be able to stand alone. If I have to stand alone, I will do what I have to do in order to survive, in order to take care of my children or do whatever I have to do and get through life, okay? It is what it is, and you do what you have to do, and you know, happiness is a choice. Happiness is a choice. Happiness is accepting what is, all right? You know, it's how you look at things in life. You could sit there and you could say to yourself, oh, I'm not married. My life sucks. I'm never going to have kids. I'm all alone, blah, 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 blah. Why don't you look at the positives? Look at all these people that are sick from COVID and say to yourself, you know, look at these poor people, what they have to deal with. You know, at least I have my health. All right. At least I wake up in the morning and I could walk to the bathroom. All right. Little things like that, that you need to appreciate, because when you appreciate what you have in life, all this other stuff is insignificant, okay? Because you got to know in your mind, the world is always changing. So this is all going to pass. Believe me when I tell you, you just look at history. If you study history, you will see that in history, through all the wars, through all the pandemics, it didn't last forever, you guys. Eventually, it will pass. It's an endurance game. And you got to be like a Navy SEAL and get through it. That's it. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You'll get through this breakup. There will be somebody else that will come into your life. But, you know, pick the right people, not the wrong people. Pick the people that like you. Pick the people that are nice to you. And as far as your exes, let them go. Let them go. It's okay. We've all been there. Let them go and stop. You need to change your way of thinking and stop looking at them in this romantic light like they were the greatest thing that walked into your life. They weren't the greatest thing that walked into your life because you know what? They weren't a match for you. It wasn't a match for whatever reason you guys broke up. So that's how you got to look at it. And you got to say to yourself, you know what? I enjoyed this person's company. I had a lot of good times with this person, but you know what? There were problems. There were problems. And the way you got to change your mindset is instead of mourning over the relationship, you got to say to yourself, thank God I'm not dealing with that anymore. Thank God I don't have to sit there and worry where that person is or what they're doing. Thank God I don't have to deal with Mr. Passive Aggressive. Thank God I don't have to deal with sarcastic. Thank God I don't have to deal with that crappy family that my partner had, because that's another thing, you guys, all right? Remember what I told you. You better look at that person's family, because if you get into a serious relationship with somebody, you're going to have to deal with that family if they're close, whether it's parties, whatever you go through, you're going to have to deal with that family. So, you know, if you're breaking up with somebody and you weren't keen on the family, be thankful you don't have to deal with that anymore. Okay. So I hope that helps you, and stay positive, get into yourself, build yourself up, feel good about yourself, do everything that you can do to feel better about yourself. Whether it's workout in quarantine, take a walk, take a drive, you know, take a bike ride, talk to friends, and reach out to people, you guys. Reach out to people in groups, networking. I told you about the networking. It's a great way to meet people. I've met so many people networking. You know, I'm in like all these groups on Facebook. They put me in over 400 groups, and I've met so many people from all over the world that have become my friends. Okay. So when you're sitting there and you're lonely and everything, reach out to people and talk to people and talk to people that you have things in common with. All right. That's very important. You know, if you're going through something, like for instance, my son has autism. I'm in, you know, a couple of the autism groups on Facebook, and these people are great. If you're into something or you're in a divorced group, join the divorce groups and talk to the people in these groups. You know, they're a support system. You need a support system when you're going through a breakup. You know, the more people you have around you that you could talk to, you could get through it. Don't be alone sitting in a room listening to some romantic music. Forget it. Turn it off, all right? And get busy. Get busy. Take a course even. You know, that you could take courses online as well. You could do art or whatever you want to do. So I hope that helps you. If it did, hit the subscribe button and share, and have a great day, you guys. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.